What the tax cut means to you depends on who you are, in IRS terms at least. And to get a sense of how some sample taxpayers would fare under the new law, we've invited Clint Stretch, who is Director of Tax Policy at Deloitte & Touche, to join us. Welcome.
Nice to be here today.
And we're going to start with a median income situation, a family of four, two parents, two children, that makes $63,000. And arbitrarily, we'll say $2,000 of that is in capital gains, $1,000 in dividends.
Okay. If you take that family you've just described, they're currently paying about $3,500 in tax. This bill will cut their tax to $2,400 for the next 2 years, and then it will go back up to $3,100 in 2005.
It goes back up in 2005?
That's right, because the child credit expires after 2005.
Although, in theory, it could be revived sometime between now and then.
Well, almost certainly it will be revived.
But several hundred dollars worth of savings for the $63,000 house.
Yes, clearly. Married couples with children do very well under this bill.
Let's go upscale, still with a family of four, two parents, two children, now making $212,000. And of that, we've arbitrarily said $10,000 would be capital gains and $2,000 dividends.
Sure. That family is going to save about $4,000 in tax, some of it on the dividend and capital gains relief, a lot of it on the rate cuts that come in this bill.
And are they affected by the children?
No, they're past the point of having child credit. They have too much income, so they don't get a child credit.
Well, now let's go down in income, down to $41,000, and we'll try first a single taxpayer, no children, and of the $41,000, we'll say that there's $500 in capital gains and $500 in dividends.
Sure. This is a taxpayer whose bill will go from $5,200 down to $5,000. So they get a $200 savings all in the rate cuts.
And if that person were the same income but married with two children?
Well, then they're going to do very, very well. Currently, they have $1,300 of tax. That goes down to $100 of tax. They save $1,200 under this bill.
Let me ask you your opinion. Has the Congress just passed the what we might as well call the Tax Accountants Relief Act of 2003? That is, have they made a complicated system still more complicated so that everyone's going to need an accountant?
I don't think so, really, that this is a fairly straightforward set of changes. The rate schedules are very easy. They're invisible to most people. You just look them up in the back of the instructions. The dividend piece will be a little more work, but you do report dividends on a separate line already, so it's not a great deal more work.
Tell us a little bit more about the dividend exclusion as it finally turned out. How exactly does it change the tax reporting of someone, say, who made $2,000 in stock dividends?
Well, right now that $2,000 of stock dividends is taxed just the same way as wages or interest, so up to a 38.6% rate. It has a high rate. This makes a new rate of 15% on those dividends, treats it like capital gains. That treatment goes away in 2009.
You've learned to say this with a straight face for a couple of years, as if the benefits just approved by the Congress are going to expire and go away and the Congress won't extend them.
Well, I think the Congress will have to extend these or think about extending them. But what we're looking at is out in 2010 or 11, we're looking at $300 or $400 billion a year of extensions that will have to be enacted. That will be very difficult for Congress to deal with.
Given the current crisis in state budgets all around the country, if all of our sample taxpayers lived in New York or California or any state with a fiscal crisis right now, do you think that what they gain on their federal income tax will typically exceed what they're likely to pay more in state income tax or sales taxes or property taxes?
It's hard to see what's going on in the states at that level. But one of the things that's true when you talk about high tax states like that is they're not going to get the full benefit of the rate cuts if they're upper middle income families, people with $150,000 of income, because they're going to get clipped by a thing called the alternative minimum tax, and they're not going to get the full benefit.
So states with lots of higher income taxpayers are states where people will actually realize smaller gains because of the AMT?
That's right. The AMT doesn't allow you a deduction for your state and local taxes, so you can get clipped pretty hard.
After looking over all of this, who would you say has come out with the biggest win here?
Biggest win would have to be middle-income families with children for a couple years while they get that extra child credit, and people with very large amounts of investment income who are going to make out well on the dividends relief and the capital gains relief.
Mr. Stretch, thank you very much for coming here.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Clint Stretch is Director of Tax Policy at Deloitte & Touche in Washington, D.C.